This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Since Colorado's red flag law took effect 5 years ago, where you live and the type of threat dictate how likely it is to get used. The law allows guns to be taken away from people that are a threat to others or themselves. More than half of the counties in Colorado have declared themselves Second Amendment counties. That means they don't support the idea of using the law to temporarily take guns. Chris Konopke is a gun violence prevention researcher at the CU School of Medicine.
One of the things that seems to stand out as a difference between these Second Amendment sanctuary counties and the other counties is that lower level or perceived to be lower level threats aren't as likely to be pursued.
Konopke did find if the type of threat was extreme, the law has been used more consistently despite philosophical differences. College students at the University of Northern Colorado will see tuition increases next school year. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine reports.
The UNC Board of Trustees approved the hikes to fill ever-growing budget gaps. Tuition for undergraduate students will increase 3%, for out-of-state undergraduates and grad students, 4%, and student fees at the Greeley Institution will also rise 4%. There is, however, help for students with the greatest financial need. Earlier this year, the school announced the UNC Tuition Promise, where eligible students receive up to 16 credits a semester free. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Showers and storms will continue for the next few hours across parts of the state, and tomorrow more heavy rain is possible in Grand Junction with a flood watch in effect. This is CPR News. It's 7:06.